The Stranger with Big Ears. A long time ago, the Anishinaabe used to have a big wigwam that was set up from east to west. In the springtime, they would go there and they would have a ceremony. Over the years, a lot of people would come there, but one year something happened and they forgot to bring a drum inside the ceremony. After that, everything began to go wrong, and after a few years, the people began to lose their way and grow very greedy. One year, the leader, who was a very big man and a very greedy man, was seated at the eastern door. He sat there with all kinds of moose fat and moose bones laying beside him, and he didn't share any of his food with anybody. The greedy man at the eastern doorway was known to be mean. When he spoke, he always shook his fist. The people had forgotten the ceremony, and while they were in the lodge, they were just laying around, not even doing anything. During this time when the ceremony was supposed to be happening, a man in the village got very sick. So his sister brought him to the lodge to see if she could get help for him there, as that was what the lodge was supposed to be for. She came into the lodge and explained to the people, "My brother is very sick. He's going to die." The greedy man at the eastern door said, "Don't bother us here." "What am I supposed to do?" she asked. The greedy man said, "I don't know." So she grabbed her brother by the arm and carried him into the wigwam right into the middle. Her brother just curled up into a ball on the ground. He was going to die. The sister looked around and said, "What's wrong with you people? How come you're not doing anything to help my brother? This is supposed to be a ceremony." "Get out of here," the greedy man said. Well, she got pretty mad and she took off crying. She started to run towards the lake. When she got nearby, she saw a rock and climbed up on it. Just then she saw a nice, big, beautiful white birch tree and she thought to herself, "I'm going to get that birch bark, and once my brother dies, I will wrap him up in the bark." So that is what she did. She went to that tree and started to make a long cut downwards on the bark. This is what people used to do to get birch bark. They would get a long stick. At one end of that long stick, they split the end and they jam a piece of flint in there so that they can reach high up on the tree and begin to cut downwards. That is how they cut their bark. At that time of the year, once you make that cut, the bark just wants to pop off. As she was doing this, she looked on the ground and she noticed something was staring at her. It was a little bunny rabbit. It was just staring at her. She looked at the rabbit and said, "Can you help my brother?" That rabbit just blinked at her, like rabbits do, and hopped away. Once she had finished cutting the bark off the tree, she rolled it up and tied it up with a strand of willow bark. She carried the roll of birch on her shoulder and went back down to the wigwam where her dying brother lay. She went back inside and placed the roll of birch bark beside her brother. The greedy man at the eastern door didn't say anything. He just stared at her while chewing on a piece of fat. She looked at him and said, "You know what? You're a really mean man." He didn't say anything. He just kept eating his fat and staring at her. All of a sudden, the greedy man at the eastern doorway looked through the door and he said, "Somebody's coming." Well, you know how Anishinaabe are. As soon as you say somebody's coming through the door, everybody's got to just stare. So they were all looking at the door, wondering who was about to come through the door. Just then, a man walked up. He was tall and he had two big eagle feathers sticking out from the back of his head. Those eagle feathers were immaculate. They were golden eagle feathers, the ones with the black tips, the ones that all the people want to have. He was very striking, this man. He was handsome and his clothing was beautiful and fully beaded. He had a certain thing about him that was very attractive. He stood at the eastern door and the greedy man said, "Hold on, stranger. You're not allowed in here." The man replied, "You don't even know my power. You don't even know what I can do. For many years, your young people and your old people tried to shoot me with their arrows, and I dodged every one of them. I was always fast and able to get away. Your arrows could never kill me." The greedy man looked at him and said, "Before you enter this lodge, I want to see your power." The man with the feathers looked at him and smiled. "You have a bad attitude. Don't push me." So the greedy man walked up to him and pushed him. The minute that he touched him, that man with the feathers jumped high in the air. And when he landed on the ground, the whole ground shook and you could hear thunder way deep underground. The man with the feathers looked at the greedy man and said, "That's my power." Well, the greedy man at the eastern door at that point knew that the visitor was somebody very special. Everyone knew that the man with two feathers was a holy man because he had power that regular people didn't have. So he was permitted to go in, of course. And as soon as he walked in, he said, "Why isn't anyone dancing for this sick person laying on the ground? How come all of you are just sitting there staring at him? How come nobody is dancing? Where are the drums?" Nobody knew what to do, of course. They just sat there with their heads down. They didn't even want to look at him. He said, "I command that you dance for this person that's on the ground. Dance for him so that he can get well again." Still, nobody did anything. Maybe they were too scared or maybe they felt ashamed. No one knows for sure, but they didn't do anything. All of a sudden, the greedy man at the eastern doorway said, "Look, somebody else is coming." Again, everybody looked at the door and a wolf came walking in right into the middle and jumped over the man that lay dying on the ground. As he jumped, a spark came flying from his tail in midair and spiraled down and went right into that dying man's mouth. As soon as that spark went into his mouth, the man stood up and he was instantly cured. The holy man motioned to the wolf and said, "This is my brother. And his power is great. And because he cured this man, you must give him offerings. You have to give him something to eat for what he did. He will accept all of those bones that are laying on the floor. He will accept all that fat that is laying around," he said. "And he will accept all of that greedy man's food that he's got tucked away behind him." So the wolf started to eat up everything off the ground. And he cleaned up that big wigwam and he cleaned it up nice. All of the fat was taken off the ground and all of the wasteful food was cleaned up. And of course, the little stash of food the greedy man kept behind him was gone too. At that point, everybody was the same. Nobody had more fat than anybody else. Nobody had more zazaganeg than anyone else. Everybody had the same because everybody had nothing. The holy man with the two feathers told the people, "I'm going to stay here and I'm going to show you how to do this ceremony again. You were told once and you forgot, and I'm going to show you one more time." He stayed for a while and he taught them and drew everything for them in the sand. He drew the ceremony and told people where they were to sit. The women on this side, the men on that side, the fire here, the drum there. Everything was explained to them. Then he said, "Just to make sure that you remember, I'm going to draw this for you on birch." The wolf came up to him with the moose bone and plopped it in his hand. With the moose bone, he went to that birch bark that was going to be used to wrap up the dying man, and he drew everything into the birch bark with the moose bone. The birch that was going to wrap up the dying man now had a beautiful picture of the ceremony, it with instructions of how it was supposed to be conducted. Even the songs were drawn there. This birch bark, they say, had a heartbeat. When people held it, it was alive. The man with two feathers walked over to the greedy man at the eastern doorway and gave it to him. He said, This is to remind you of what goes on in here. As a reminder, my brother the wolf is going to stay and live with you. He's going to live outside that eastern doorway so that the people will not bring the sickness of greed or those bad ways inside here anymore. He's going to protect this lodge. All he requires for his offerings is fat and bones. After he was done, he told the people, "It is my time to go. My journey continues." The people pleaded with him, saying, "Don't go. Don't go. Stay." "I can't stay. I have to go," he said. "I'm going west." So as he walked towards the western door, people started to sing for him. They were so happy he came because he had changed everything for them. He gave them life again, and he gave them hope. The drum was sounding strong again as he walked out that western doorway. People crowded up around the door just to see him go. They watched as the holy man walked down the hill to a little gully. And when he walked back up the hill, he wasn't a man. He was a rabbit. He was a little bunny rabbit hopping up that hill. And so that's how they saw that Waboose walking towards the sunset to commemorate what the holy man did for them, to commemorate everything that he showed them. They drew his picture on the rock where the rabbit was first seen. They grabbed the sacred paint, the onaman, and they painted him smoking a pipe with his big ears or feathers to commemorate what he had done for the people.